I love a beautiful lawn. You love a beautiful lawn. Everybody loves a beautiful lawn, but they don't love how long it takes and how difficult it can be. And that is where True Green comes into play, because it's the easiest and most affordable way to get that beautiful lawn. Let's be real. You've got plenty of other things to do in your free time than focus on your lawn care. So let True Green take care of all of that hard work while you get to do everything else that you want to do, like go play golf. Here's what you need to do. Visit truegreen.com. Okay. It allows you to do you. Let them do the lawn care. And if you visit truegreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people, that is all guaranteed. You can trust True Green to give you the best lawn because they are the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They offer a satisfaction guarantee and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. It's truegreen.com. Get started now.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round three recap for this week's Texas Open. Joining me to break it all down, Kyle Porter is here. KP, hey, bud.
What up? They might be done by the time we finish this. Spieth's got the whole golf world backed up by his playing balls off, you know, roofs and gutters. And what is he doing?
He's getting ready for next week. I'm getting ready for next week. I started packing today.
Yeah, baby.
That was
great. You're leaving on Monday?
I'm not leaving until Tuesday. But I'm staying until the next Tuesday. I'm doing like a HQ show or a sports network show on Monday from the hotel.
Yeah, I'm doing – I think I'm on this – it's Monday afternoon, right?
I think so, yeah.
I'm actually doing mine from a hotel in – Columbia, and then I'm leaving on like from there on Monday evening.
Okay. Yeah. So it was basically like, if you want me to do this, I have to stay an extra day because I'm going to the West Coast. So I'm not leaving again until Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm leaving Monday.
I'm so amped, dude. I wish I was leaving right now.
What is the thing? We'll get to the Texas Open. What's the thing that you're like non-golf tournament thing that you're like, that's cool. Like, I'm excited for that. It can be food related, merchandise related, whatever.
I'm excited for the no phone situation.
Oh,
I think it's going to be very scary at first. Cause I was already texting you. I was like, how are we going to know like our HQ stuff? Like if anything changes or like, how am I going to get a hold of anybody? What if something, you know, this idea that we're always kind of running around and constantly staring at our phones and making sure that everything's in order, not going to be able to do that. And I think it'll be very scary at first. And then I think I will love it after that.
I actually did a story on this a couple of years ago and I got quotes from players. It's the coolest. Like, it sounds very trite and dumb to say that, but it is legitimately something that makes that tournament fun and unique.
Yeah. And so I've had people be like, hey, we should meet up. I'm like, okay,
good luck.
How are we going to do that? Like, yeah. Go to the big tree at 3 o'clock. I don't know.
Yeah. You got to. It's That is tough, but it's actually kind of a weird course in that, or not weird, but unusual in that it's an expansive property, but it seems small because of just the way it's like laid out. And so, you run into people a lot. Like it's kind of a weird thing. And it makes, it's just, I don't know, like this sounds so corny and stupid, but it just feels like a throwback to like 50 years ago. And I think there's a lot of things that we don't need to go back to from 50 years ago. But not having phones and just like enjoying a stroll and like seeing people is really cool. It's awesome.
So that'll be number one. And then I'm already trying to, you know, pace myself. I don't have to eat the entire menu on Wednesday, right? I can spread it out over the course of the week, but I'm trying to set that into my brain right now so that I hopefully listen to myself.
Are we in the, you won't, but are we in the, press center together?
I hope so.
Well, I didn't know since you're with HQ, there's different setups.
I don't know.
So if you're in the press center, the food it's a joke. It's like, it's extraordinary. I mean, unbelievable.
I don't know. Maybe I'll be able to sneak in. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out, but
I hope you're in there. I'm sure you are, because we got to do pods from there and stuff like that. And so they have all the stuff that you get on the menu at Augusta just sitting out all the time, which is a problem. And then they have like a restaurant that's not, I mean, it's not, you know, it's a lunch setup. It's a breakfast setup. It's not like a five-star dinner menu all the time, but the food it's unbelievable. Like the pancakes and the way they do things is it's next level.
If we carpool, you are going to have to drag me off that property.
Like, how much would you pay to be at Rom's Champions Dinner and eat that?
My entire net worth.
It would be amazing.
I could recoup some of my net worth when they start passing around the flags to sign and stuff like that. I'd have to sell all that stuff. I'd have to steal some silver rare and plates and sell them and try to do that. But I could recoup a little bit of it, but all of it. I would give it all.
The food, the night, it's, you know, I thought Chris Solomon, No Lane Up, said it best 2 years ago, 3 years ago when Hideki won, I think. Where he said the Masters is the coolest tournament because it means something to everyone that is there, whether you're a patron or a player or a caddy or a spouse or a kid, you know, whatever. Like it is. You know, the PGA Championship is not necessarily, the PGA Championship's amazing and it's a big deal, but it's not like that. US Open even is not really like that. The Masters just is very meaningful to everybody for a different reason. And I think that makes it, it's a special week. I'm excited for you to be there.
I'm looking forward to getting out there with you. And I just can't wait. We will cover the final two rounds of the Valero Texas Open, and we are mostly done round three. We'll get to what's happening on the golf course right now live and how it finished up. But let's start with the big movers for the day here, KP. And one of them is going to make his not only Masters debut, but his major championship debut. Ludvig Åberg shot a 67. He moved up 28 spots. He's currently in solo sixth. The only blemish on the card came on the fourth hole, which was his 13th hole of the day. He made bogey there, but it's been a great year. He's rounding into form. He's getting ready for that trip down Magnolia Lane for the first time.
Yeah, he's playing well. He had a weird moment on 17 today where it was his eighth hole of the day. The drivable par four, playing 299, and he hits it to 11 feet, which you see here, but his driver head came off. Did you see this?
I was watching live.
It was insane.
It looked like because I didn't, you know, it all happened so quickly and I didn't realize the head came flying off, but you know, it screws up the whole swing. It looks like he hurts himself because the mass is not there that you're expecting it to be there.
Yeah.
He looks up and it's, 15 feet.
It did look like he hurt himself. You know, he's super interesting because he hasn't made a lot of, when we talk about win equity, there hasn't been a ton of win equity there for him this year. But then I was looking at this today. I ranked the field from 1 to 88. And I only had 7 or 8 guys ahead of him. I just think he's playing good golf. He's played pretty well this week. And it'll come down to his iron play, which is not necessarily his strength because he's maybe the second best driver in the world. But next week kind of sets up. I think I said this the other day. I think next week is the best opportunity for somebody, one of the best opportunities since 1979 to have a first timer win the tournament. Hasn't happened in 44 years. I think next week with Wyndham, Ludwig, probably those two guys. There's some others you could throw in there, but those two give that sort of record the best chance of falling next week.
I bet you the betting odds would agree with that. If you just went through and looked at the implied equity of first timers, I bet you that would be pretty true. Well, it won't be his first Masters, wouldn't even be his first victory if he got it done. But Hideki Matsuyama was bogey free around TPC San Antonio, a 6-under 66, which featured 4 birdies, including 1 each on his final 2 holes of the day. It's been a good 2024 for Hideki, starting to look like that elite ball striker again, KP.
Yeah. And I think this week, this week, you just look at the top of this board and it's kind of hitters only, it's Hideki, it's Ludwig, it's Rory. Akshay is a good ball striker. For the most part, is there any reason Hideki's not a top 4 favorite for the Masters?
No. Well, yes. The reason is Scotty, Rory, Brooks, and Xander. He should be the fourth shortest stats.
I'd throw Rahm in there, but are you more confident that Hideki's gonna win the Masters or Xander?
Hideki,
right?
Yeah,
I feel like you could make the case that Hideki's been the second best guy in the world in 2024.
What I like is that he is back, he's back to the DNA, he is back to what he does best. That's when guys do that, the results start to follow, and they are following this year. And now he's going to probably this is a really good run for him this week, next week. This is the start of something.
And it's kind of been, I don't know if it's been quiet because he won Riv. He played well at Bay Hill and Players Championship, but I don't know if his name was Spieth or Rory or JT. I feel like people would be shouting from the rooftop that Spieth was on 18 there.
Nice.
People would be hollering. And with Hideki, it's yeah. But his record at Augusta is really good. Really, really solid. He's just, I don't know. He's kind of just sneaking around a little bit.
Flies under the radar. And I think that's the way he wants it.
For sure.
Not in the Masters for next week. And the only way to get in for Alex Noren is to win. And he went out in 30 today, KP, that featured an eagle on 18, his 9th hole of the day. He did give one back on the par 5 second, his 11th hole, and played his final 7 in even par, all pars there. But this moved him up into the top 10. And you talk about guys who are playing over their baseline in a big way this year. Alex Noren is one of them.
Yeah. He's one of the better guys in the world that's not in the Masters. You look at him and Bezuidenhout and Gooch, our guy, Oosthuizen. The problem for him is he doesn't really have a chance to win this golf tournament. Mm-mm. Right? I don't think.
As of right now, he's 9 shots off the lead.
Yeah. So that would be kind of miraculous. But Yeah, it's good golf. And it's coming at an age. I think he's about my age. I think he's late 30s, maybe 40. You know, he's not, you're not supposed to be playing like really good golf necessarily at that age. And he's been solid this year. Kind of, again, under the radar solid.
Alex Noren is 41.
Okay.
He looks good for 41, but he is indeed 41. We're going to talk about Jordan Spieth, what he did on 18, how it impacted the rest of the field and the top of the leaderboard. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners. It's a really fine line creating workout clothes that are great in the gym and workout clothes that are also great to look at outside the gym. And Vuori has threaded that needle. They are designed to work out in, but they don't look like it. They don't feel like it. And it's incredibly comfortable stuff, whether you are running, training, swimming, doing yoga, running errands, lounging around the house. It really doesn't matter. These are versatile clothes. You'll find me often in the men's Sunday performance jogger because I like the jogger situation that goes on down at the bottom, but they're very comfortable. They've got a little bit of a shorter inseam, so they're not as bulky as other pants or other joggers that I have seen out there. And I've really enjoyed how they work both in and out of the gym. So now here's what you can do for our listeners. First-time purchasers are getting 20% off. All you have to do is go to Vuori.com/first. That's Vuori.com/first. Again, not only will you receive 20% off your first order, but enjoy free shipping on any US orders over $75. And here's my favorite part, free returns. Yeah, go check it out. Vuori.com/first and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing. Did you know that more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Those numbers do not add up to me, and I know it can be confusing, the biomechanics of the foot, the bones, the muscles, everything in between, but solving foot pain is simple, and that's where Superfeet comes into play. These Superfeet insoles go into your shoes, give your feet comfort and support where they need it the most, and redistribute the forces that reduce both stress and strain through your entire body, not just your feet. Insoles have been phenomenal for me personally, and they are clinically proven to decrease fatigue, reduce injury, and improve comfort. I can attest to that myself, especially when walking a lot of golf holes that I play. So if you feel good, you play good, you look good, everything works out from there, and it starts from the bottom up. Visit superfeet.com and enter promo code FIRST at checkout for 15% off your first order plus free shipping.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. KP, Jordan Spieth shot a 73 on Thursday. He followed it up with a spectacular 68 on Friday that got him into the mix here at the Texas Open. He started his day with two straight bogeys, but got them both back at 6 and 7, then was 2 under par before he stepped onto the 18th tee. I'm going to show you a couple things.
Show me all the things.
This is the shot tracker, which is just, you know,
it looks broken.
I mean, it looks broken, but it's also not wrong per se.
Right.
It's not wrong. Then the image that you sent out is much more reflective of what actually happened.
Provocative.
So if you're watching on YouTube, this is a left miss off the tee underneath a tree, an attempt to hit a huge slicing punch shot that winds up in a sewer grate. That's this one here.
Mm-hmm.
Then instead of playing right back towards the hole, he intentionally hits it over here. That's correct. Onto the clubhouse roof, It then settles into a gutter. He then takes this line of relief, this line back into play. That's his TIO relief.
Which is insane.
It's like 60 yards. And then, so he drops there underneath that tree, punches it up to the green.
That's his fourth shot right there from where you were just pointing.
Yes, he has a like long putt for par.
Yeah, so up and down there for par.
He three jacks it, it makes a double.
Of course. Might win the Masters by 6 or 7. Who knows? I mean, this is like, if you erase the name off this and I said, who is this?
100%.
Yeah, everybody that we know would get it.
There is nobody. First off, I have a couple items here. There is nobody. Nobody else in the field would have been willing to intentionally hit it onto this roof, right?
Okay, here's my question about that. What if it, like, he got it to stick up there?
Yeah. So he said something to Greller. He said, "I'm not going to hit it over." Because I think Greller might have said, like, what happens if you hit it over the roof? Like, you hit it over the clubhouse. And right before he hit it, Spieth said, I'm not going to hit it over.
But if you don't, like, what if it hits the, like, the side and come? I guess I don't know.
I guess as long as you're over here somewhere, you're getting relief from this grandstand, right?
Gotcha.
As long as you could be underneath this tree, or you could be in by the front door, or you could be in the garden here. As long as
that's you're so stupid.
Yeah.
That's just like against the spirit of the rule.
Well, there should be OB stakes running up here.
Yeah.
Right.
True. But like, if you and I were playing TPC San Antonio, you know what we do on that? What is that? The third shot? We try to hit a running hook over water that would invariably end up in the other water because we wouldn't be able to hook it.
Yeah.
And we'd make 8.
Yeah. He made 7.
Yeah. He 3-putted for 7.
The other thing that I find fascinating is how immersive these graphics are. What did they felt the need to include?
Yeah,
this swing set over here.
Oh, I thought that was a like a front loader or something.
Oh no, it's like a kid's swing set, right? This is the slide down here, canopy up top. This is where you crawl up.
He'll play off that tomorrow.
Yeah, why not? Fan shops over here. Everything they got. Everything.
I mean, where are we at with Spieth? I was talking to some friends on, I think yesterday. And I was like, I think Spieth might win the Masters. And then I watch him play, and I'm like, I don't know if Spieth can win like the Dallas County Championship.
The sick part is the stuff that makes him so maddening. 51 weeks a year makes him so great at Augusta National.
Did you see what he said on Thursday?
No.
He said, I'm driving the living piss out of the ball. I think he's like 50th off the tee. And two, he said, I just am playing better than my score. Just playing better than, I'm just hitting it. He's like, I've hit it so much worse and had a top multiple top tens in a row. I'm just playing better than my score. And somebody commented and was like, That's what everybody says. That's what we all say.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know where we're at. I've seen some spectacular stuff. I'm excited to see the creativity in full effect, but man, it is a lot of it is really not pretty, man. He's all over the yard, and that's even by Spieth standards, he's all over the yard.
Well, yeah, and I think you're right. Like at Augusta, it doesn't matter as much, especially if you're missing right and not if you're missing left, it does matter. But if you're missing right, it doesn't matter as much. But man, think about like when he was really like thriving at Augusta. 16, 15, 16, 14 even. He was hitting like fairway green. He was just knocking down flag sticks. And that's just a hard thing to do if you're always hitting around a tree, you know, behind a creek, everything else. Now, can you get away with it, Augusta? Can he manage that course as well as anybody besides Phil? Probably. It's just a hard formula to win the Masters, you know? And that's the part where it's like, yeah, I feel like really confident that he's going to contend at some point, but he also might lose by 15 by the time we get to Sunday.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. He will be, there will be a moment where it's like, holy crap, Jordan Spieth's going to win this thing.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, he's down 12.
Right. And it did, that wasn't that long ago. Still looking for that formula to win the Masters. It's Rory McIlroy. And got off to a little bit of a rocky start here, KP. Double on his first hole of the day. Bounces back with a birdie on number two. Gets the level par by six. Makes a couple more bogeys late. A couple more birdies late. And it's an even par round of 72. So good, bad. What are we getting? Are we more optimistic, less optimistic, or the same amount of optimistic as we were 3 days ago for his Masters chances?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I guess slightly more. I don't know that I'm going to pick Rory to win the Masters. What's he at on approach play?
18th, gains four strokes.
That's for the week?
That's for the week.
Okay. I've seen a lot of Spieth. I haven't seen a lot of Rory. I've seen more. I just haven't seen a ton of him this week. It seems like he's hitting his short irons better, like in the times that I did see him. I think Augusta is for him 90% mental at this point. Like physically, he's mostly there. I think he'd probably like his iron play to be in a slightly better spot, but I think it's good enough to win the Masters. I think it's just mentally, can he get to a place where he's comfortable and like ready to rock and roll? I think that's hard. I think it's hard for anybody. I think he has so many weird experiences there that it's especially hard for him, and he wants it so bad that it's just a weird combination of things that make it very difficult for him to get into the right mental space.
Just please don't double the first hole on Thursday. Just give me.
Well, he talked about this on, I think it was Thursday, maybe, I don't know, Thursday or Friday this week, of like, hey, my whole goal is to eliminate huge numbers, which today was his first double. And I think he mentioned like improving his approach play. And he basically described how Scottie Scheffler wins how Scottie Scheffler wins tournaments, which is accepting that par is okay, and staying disciplined. And he's kind of doing that this week. I mean, Akshay is running away, which whatever, like that happens. I think Rory's actually been pretty good about that this week. It's just, I think it's hard for him. I think it's hard for all those guys to do. I think it's really hard for him to do because he does have talent that a lot of other guys don't have. And it's just so difficult to stay disciplined for 72 holes.
Staying disciplined is what Danny McCarthy is trying to do, because he is gaining and has gained 13 strokes to the field this week, KP, and he is getting lapped. We'll talk about Akshay in a second, but Denny makes six birdies on Saturday, just one bogey. He's rolling everything in. He's three shots clear of every golfer not named Akshay Bhatia, and unfortunately, unless something drastically changes, he's not going to win this golf tournament.
Yeah, he's playing great. I love Denny. I think he's just super fun to follow and to watch. And he did the walk and talk today. And I don't know. He's a really good golfer that I don't know if he's a dynamic personality. I enjoy him. I think he's really intriguing just to listen to and to watch play golf. So it's been a good week. It's just he picked a bad week for it to be a good week.
Yeah, he did, because Akshay Bhatia is trying to go wire to wire, and the 68 that he shot on Saturday, 4 under par, certainly helps. He is going to enter the final round 4 shots clear of everybody else. He is 15 under par. He tacked on 1 at 17, and KP, was just moments ago, because of how this round finished up, he got another one at 18 as well. He has not yet blinked in the face of trying to get into the Masters and win on the PGA Tour.
It's a big Sunday, right? It's been, can you pull up his strokes gained numbers? I think he's 19th in putting. Man, he's hitting it great.
First in approach, 5th off the tee, 10th around the green, 19th with the putter. Yeah, that's a four shot lead.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. I think that Sunday is going to be harder than he would imagine, because it's just different. Like, I think it's one thing to try to close out your first full field PGA Tour event. He won the Barracuda, right?
I thought he won. Did he win the Barracuda? Why did I think he was winning? Are you going to beat me to it?
Yeah, he won the Barracuda.
Okay.
Over Patrick Rogers.
Right, sure.
But that's super impressive. Like, really amazing. I think it's different when you're trying to win an event with a 4-shot lead, knowing that, like, if you win, you're in the Masters next week.
Yeah.
Like, that's, and playing well. That's just hard. Like, that's, and to go wire to wire. Like, I think mentally he'll be cooked by tomorrow.
He's already dreaming of, wow, I'll get in here, then I'll play well. Who knows what could happen? The next 8 days could change my life.
Yeah, and like, Augusta's great for lefty. Like, you know, what's gonna happen? You know, there's a lot there. I mean, it's a big deal. I think one of the things I love about the Masters is being in the field feels like it's the most what's the word I'm looking for? Like, examined, or what am I trying to say? Like, looked at field in all of golf. Like, it's the most studied field in golf. Yeah. And if you're in it, it's a massive deal. And so I think, you know, he can say, well, I'm just going to focus on winning a tour event, which is hard enough, but there's no way you're not thinking about the Masters.
Yeah, I forgot he won Barracuda. I think I was thinking of Abaco. He won a Corn Ferry event in the Bahamas, I think,
that was when he was like 19.
Yeah, then he almost defended it the next year, I'm pretty sure. I wanted to mention to you on Thursday, but you weren't on until Saturday. Justin Lauer gave us, I think, the best opportunity ever of a true wire-to-wire situation that you've talked about before. So Justin Lauer was in the first group on Thursday, and he was the first round leader until Akshay got hot in the afternoon. So for 85% of round one, the situation that you described, true wire to wire.
Yeah.
That's as far as I can remember it going.
It's so, like, it almost can't happen, because you have the worst, you don't have the best players in the first group out on Thursday.
Right.
It's just so hard. So difficult.
I was so excited when I realized that he was in the first group, and I was like, let's go. Let's do it.
That's awesome.
Anything else? 4-shot lead for Akshay. Oh, yes, there is something else. I've got to show you the odds board.
Let me guess. Akshay is -200.
Akshay is -350.
Wow. That's shorter than I would have thought.
Denny is 4-1. No one else shorter than Hideki at 28-1.
I would take Denny, Hideki, or Ludvig and just hope that Akshay shoots 80.
I mean, this will probably... is he really just going to run away with this wire to wire? That'd be pretty sick. Or is there going to be a moment tomorrow that this is a one shot lead?
I think there'll probably be, there usually is, right? Think about DJ at the Masters in 2020. Like, he's on the second hole, he dumps one in the bunker. You're like, DJ might lose. And then he wins by like five or whatever. So even if he wins, I think there'll be a moment, but I would take one of those next four guys, like three of the next four, I think are interesting.
Jordan Spieth is 500-1. If you think he can overcome a 12 shot deficit and about a dozen guys ahead of him.
Yeah, no chance.
No chance. Anything else before we put a bow on this? And
no, this is it. I've got all my Masters work done. Nothing on Sunday for me. I will see you in Augusta.
Oh, you could just say those to me over and over and over again. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure I'll text you, but safe travels. And I'm looking forward to getting out there. We will be back Sunday night. Resolution of the Texas Open. Looking forward to the Masters. We've already done an early Masters preview, an hour-long show that is on YouTube as well. And there will obviously be a lot coming. Big thanks, producer Harry, does all the hard work tonight. Ones and twos behind the scenes. Thank you very much. That right there, Kyle Porter. You can find him on Twitter at Kyle Porter CBS, and you can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.